Take a moment to listen to your gut. What's it saying?
It's saying, help me, help me.
How do we help our gut and its fragile ecosystem? How about introducing a prebiotic? Maybe you're thinking, another vitamin I have to remember to take every day. Hold on, wait, there's an easier way. Why not drink your prebiotic with Olipop? Olipop is a new kind of soda that combines various ingredients like cassava and kudzu root to create a healthier alternative to sugary sodas. Yuck, we're getting rid of those sugary sodas this year. And Olipop supports your digestive and your gut health. It's yummy and it supports our gut health. Let's take the challenge and listen to our guts this year. Click on the Olipop link in our show notes and use code DIRECTIMPACT at checkout to get 15% off your order today. You'll thank me. Now, scroll down, click on the Olipop link in our show notes, and use code DIRECTIMPACT. All together now, DIRECTIMPACT. Use that code at the checkout to get 15% off your Olipop order today. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you're listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. Thanks for being with us today. We are talking about intimacy betrayal, partner betrayal, and anybody who is a partner of an active or recovering addict can relate to this entire season. Okay. I know that we're catering it more to betrayed partners of sexual addiction and compulsivity, but guess what? If you're a betrayed partner of anybody whose addiction has negatively impacted you, you are going to get so much out of this season. So please make sure to follow us. Please follow us and please review us. It really does help to get the information out there. Okay. So help us out that way. All right. So I want to talk about DARVO. So our episode today is called Who or What is DARVO? And DARVO basically is a way that someone in active addiction communicates or deceives their betrayed partner. It is a way that they cover up information. It's what I call the smoke and the mirrors that keep a partner in hypervigilance and hyper-awareness. It keeps a partner in confusion. It keeps them in self-doubt. Okay. And that's what's important, really. If you take anything away from this conversation, it's not to fixate or focus on what tactics does the addict use so that I can name them and point them out. Please, don't let that be the takeaway. Let the takeaway be what's happening to you when they do this, because that's what's so important here, is not understanding what they're doing so you can stop it, because I promise you, you can't stop it. That is not the goal here, to be like, oh, well, can I understand my addict so they stop hurting me? If they're in active addiction, they're going to keep hurting you no matter how much you know or understand. That is not the point of this podcast or this season. It is for you to understand what is happening to you so that you can recognize it, you can get help, and you can start to get healthy and do that work. And you can grow from this. There is traumatic growth that comes every day from partner betrayal and deception. I promise you there is. There is help and there is growth and there is a newfound sense of identity and self-worth on the other end of this. So that's why we bring it to your awareness and your attention. So DARVO, as I was saying, it is a method or a means for someone to really continue to act out their disease however they choose to do so, and to continue to harm you while trying to convince you that that's not what's happening. Okay. And it is. This is exactly what's happening. But it creates this deception and this confusion within the betrayed partner. So you start to really doubt what is going on, what is happening. And to me, one of the most damaging things about partner betrayal is that you so desperately want to believe that you are wrong. I mean, every fiber of your being wants to believe that what you are seeing, what you are feeling, what you are thinking, what you are smelling, what you are noticing is wrong. And that is the most traumatic thing about partner betrayal, because like you stop believing yourself, you stop trusting yourself, you start doubting yourself, you start thinking that there's something wrong with you. If I could change this, if I could, you know, look a different way or think a different way, or if I could meet all of these needs for this person, they'll stop hurting me. No, that's not true at all. If they are in their addiction, they are going to keep hurting you. They're hurting themselves too. You're not alone. But guess what? If you are in relationship with someone in active addiction, you are going to get hurt. Okay, this isn't your fault, but this is something that doesn't just impact the individual who has it. It's going to impact you too. And I want you to notice that, yes, in fact, these things are happening to you. So DARVO is when you, we talked about this in one of our episodes, when we talked about the deception and its cycle. We talk about that whole cycle of deception. And when you accuse, that's just part of the cycle of deception. When you accuse the active addict, when you accuse them that like this behavior is happening, I know it's happening, they will then go into this DARVO thing where they deny that it's happening. They deny it. This isn't happening. This isn't real. This isn't true. They deny your reality as part of what we talked about in the cycle of deception. So they deny it. They want you to feel like you are crazy. This isn't happening. This isn't true. This isn't real. And then they will shift into attacking you. Okay? You don't know what you're talking about. You do this every time. Why do you, you know? And so it's like you are now being persecuted. You are now being attacked. You are now being questioned. You are now being bullied. You are now being challenged. So what happens is they deny it, and then they attack, which gets you what I call like back on your heels. You're not leaning forward into this conversation anymore. You're way back on your heels. You're like, whoa, 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 because you're being attacked. Part of you wants to get defensive, but the other part's like, whoa, where is this coming from? Like, I was the one who had the problem when we started this conversation. Now you're being attacked. And then they do the reverse victimization, which means they move to the victim. Okay. And so what then they start saying like, why did you do this to me? You know, poor me, I work so hard. I do, you know, whatever. They start doing the poor me thing. And then it's so freaking confusing to the betrayed partner because guess what you do? You start to lean back into the conversation. Oh my gosh, maybe I was too hard on him. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe, you know, they really did just go to the store. Maybe they did just forget the milk. Maybe they, you know, you start to just, you know, question yourself because, oh my gosh, this poor baby, what a victim are they? Right? And so the offender becomes the victim. Okay? And that's part of a cycle again. Just like as part of a cycle of deception, and DARVO lives within the cycle of deception. They're not two separate things. DARVO lives inside the cycle of deception. Okay? But it is a cycle because the offender becomes the offender again. Okay? So there is an offense. You call it out. It is denied. There is crazy making. There is gaslighting. There is that all of that denying. And then they will lean in and attack you. You'll go back on your heels. And then they become the victim. And then you lean back in. And then it happens all over again. So this is the cycle of DARVO. And it is a way that someone in active addiction, anybody, yes, they talk about it most often when they're talking about narcissistic personality, but we've said that any active addict has all of those tendencies. So we're going to see it quite often when somebody is protecting their disease, because I said it in a previous episode, their disease, yes, it's problematic, especially for the relationship at this point, because they're still denying it's a problem. But it's also in their mind, in their body, in their physiology. It is the cure for everything. It is all they need and all they want and all they crave. Okay? As painful as it is for the people who love them, that is what is going on. And so Darvo comes in handy for them, if you will, when they're trying to defend and protect their medicine. Okay? Their one coping tool that they've been using oftentimes since they were kiddos and way before they knew you. Okay. So I just wanted to give you a little insight on my approach to the conversation around Darvo and why and when addicts use it as a means to protect their disease. And I want the betrayed partners to recognize it as just that. This is what's happening. And this has nothing to do with me. This is someone in active addiction who still needs to protect their disease, and they are not willing to make changes. They are not in active recovery, okay? And it's just important that you can accept that and be willing to do your work and just notice that, like, this is part of addiction. You didn't cause it, and you are not going to solve it. All right. Thank you so much, guys. We'll see you next time.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today.
Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing, and from willing to healing.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.